This morning, my guest for the talk show is U.S. Representative Cory Gardner joining me via telephone. Cory, happy Monday morning.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out of your hectic schedule. I'm sure that, as is normally the case, you were very busy over the weekend.
We were. Saturday, we were all over the place in Douglas County, in new parts of the district, and then, the Friday before that, we traveled a lot through Trinidad, and Sunday, I actually was able to catch up with some chores at home and mow the lawn and make my wife, I hope, a little bit more happy with me anyway.
Kind of made you feel like a normal person, huh?
That's right.
Well, of course, big news over the weekend in the Republican Party, presidential candidate Mitt Romney choosing his running mate, vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan out of Wisconsin. And I guess, give me your initial thoughts on that pick.
Well, I'm excited about what Paul Ryan brings to the ticket, because he is going to force this debate to get away from the mudslinging and the nastiness that we've seen out of the president and into actually ideas and what we can do to get this country's economy growing again and how we're going to address some major problems that cannot be ignored. So I think it was a good pick, and I think people who supported Mitt Romney before Paul Ryan was selected as vice president are waking up a little bit even more supportive of Mitt Romney because of the fact that he took a very tough pick, because this is somebody who's going to be talking the issues. This is not the easiest pick he could have made, and so even more credit for somebody who's going to address the issues. Not just, he didn't just make a vice presidential candidate to win the election. He picked a vice presidential candidate who can solve this country's problems.
Well, it seems to me, Cory, like somebody who can really help, I guess, shore up the conservative wing of the Republican Party, somebody that conservatives can feel comfortable with.
I hear it from a lot of excited people who are all fully on board now with the Romney campaign and, of course, Paul Ryan's selection, whether they're conservatives or independents, and I know even Democrats who were excited about the pick. So this is a good thing, and I think there's going to be a lot of demonization taking place. There's going to be a lot more mudslinging. They're going to try, but I think it's going to have to come back down to policy. I think that's what this election did, is it's going to make this election about actual issues instead of just rhetoric.
Well, I guess there's nobody that's probably any more well-versed on the budget and how it works than Paul Ryan.
You're exactly right. He knows the numbers inside and out. He knows them better than anybody. He is the chairman of the House Budget Committee, somebody who has spent a long time studying these policies and understands how to get an economy growing again with a government that lives within its means.
Yeah, well, very interesting pick, and someone, I was joking with Michael Schaus, our news director, earlier today, that if I'm Joe Biden, I'm begging President Obama not to put me into vice presidential debates.
Well, I sent out a little tweet that said Joe Biden just got sent off to Toastmasters after this election, so I think I'm with you on that.
My guest is U.S. Representative Cory Gardner. Well, it'll be very interesting to see how this turns the campaign now over the next several weeks as we get ever closer to Election Day in November, and see exactly where the, the rhetoric goes, where the conversation heads from this point.
Well, there's no doubt that they will try to attack, the naysayers will try to attack Paul Ryan for his attempts to preserve and protect Medicare. But the bottom line is this: Paul Ryan put a plan forward that if you're 55 years of age and older, you will see no change. Nothing changes for you. If you're 54 and under, you're still going to be able to choose Medicare as a plan, but you'll have another number of options that you can choose from to provide your health care needs once you reach Medicare age that are all approved by the government, that are all administered through Medicare. But it brings competition so that it reduces the cost and makes sure that those programs, that our Medicare is there for future generations. Because if we do nothing, if we simply follow the president's plan, Medicare goes bankrupt, and that's unacceptable.
Very interesting. Well, speaking of the president, he was in Colorado over the last few days making speeches throughout different parts of the state. And you and some of your colleagues were touring the state as well, doing a bus tour and speaking with people.
We were. We started off in the morning at Greeley in Weld County, and Senator Rob Portman from Ohio, who was then rumored to be the vice presidential pick, of course, must have just been a decoy, but a lot of people thought that he was going to be the one. But he was on the bus tour with us, joined by Congressman Bob Beaupre, former Congressman Bob Beaupre, as well as Governor Bobby Jindal from Louisiana, really talking about why we believe Mitt Romney is better for this country than the current administration.
Well, and I think that points out the importance of Colorado as a quote-unquote swing state when you have people like Bobby Jindal and such coming into the state to campaign.
It certainly does, and we know that Colorado is indeed a battleground state. In fact, if you follow the polls over the past 4 months, it's been neck and neck. There was a poll last week by the New York Times showing Mitt Romney ahead by 5 points in Colorado. But we know it's a tough race. Regardless of what poll you look at, it's always within the margin, at least at this point. So I think the fact that you're seeing so many people from around the country focus on Colorado really does mean that this is going to be ground zero.
Well, and of course, maybe every bit as important as the presidential race are the House and Senate races. Of course, you're in your own race for your seat, but also on the Senate side, the Democrats looking to hold on to control on the Senate side, the Republicans looking to take control. Then in the House, the Republicans looking to not only maintain control, but strengthen that with more numbers. And again, the Democrats looking to take control.
You're exactly right. There's a lot of chess pieces that are moving. The most important thing is that we do what's right for the American people, that we do what's right to get this economy turned around and growing again so that we can get people off the unemployment list and onto a better job that helps them make ends meet for the family. And so the House, I believe, is in good shape to hold. In fact, I think we can grow our majority, like you just mentioned. And right now, the Senate, is right now 50-50. I think it's a 50% possibility. It remains the same. 50% possibility the majority will change. And that's going to be a tough fight around the country as different Senate races heat up this fall. And the White House, as we've just talked about, it's anybody's game right now.
Yeah, it's going to be, I guess maybe fun is not the right word to use. However, it is going to be fun to watch how everything comes down and really very crucial how the votes end up this November, because that will drastically determine what direction the country goes in.
You're so right, and that's why we need every single person in Morgan County and eastern Colorado to get out and vote, because whether you're voting Republican, whether you're voting Democrat, if you are not satisfied with the current direction of this country, this is the chance to let your voice be heard, to actually do something about it, to either hire somebody new or fire somebody who you've been disappointed with.
U.S. Representative Cory Gardner with me. I know your time is limited. It's not all campaigning. You still have work to do as a congressman as well. And you told me before we went on air, you're in the midst of a series of drought meetings.
We've been talking to producers, farmers, ranchers around eastern and northern Colorado to talk about what the drought means to their operations, what we need to do from the standpoint of policies that will provide a safety net for those who are suffering from this drought. But also we just, again, we have to make sure that we keep our eye on the economy, and knowing that eastern and northern Colorado's economy hinges so much on agriculture, we have to make sure that it survives through this and emerges stronger afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely right, because as we know with the budget situation the way it is, we would love to, just give money to whoever has needs as far as drought or fire or whatever the case may be, but we do have to look at deficits.
We do have to look at deficits, and that's something that we've been talking about consistently and constantly over the past several months. The fact is that we are spending over $1 trillion every year. The Congress is spending over $1 trillion every year that it doesn't have. I have been working hard to rein in that spending, to cut spending while we grow our economy, but there's not enough people who are committed to doing the same thing.
Yeah, very much so. What else is on your agenda, Corey?
Well, this week we are heading down to Pueblo, Colorado, to talk about water issues. In fact, the 50th anniversary of the Frying Pan Arkansas project is this year. That's water that's being delivered through the Arkansas River in southeastern Colorado. And so we're going to be talking to people about that project. We're also going to be down in the Rocky Ford area later this week, and Tomorrow we're all over the place. So we're Eastern Colorado. We're going to do a town meetings again in Otero County and Crowley County, and we're up in Northern Colorado. We're in Yuma Wednesday, or excuse me, Yuma on Thursday for the Irrigation Research Farm, and we'll be giving a talk there about the Farm Bill. So please check our website. We'd love to let you know where we are.
Well, let's give the website and phone number and such.
Sure, it's gardner.house.gov. That's our website, and if you'd like to know where we are by calling, it's 970-221-7110, but would love to catch up with everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was thinking as you were telling me all the places that you've been and are going to, it's a good thing gas is cheap. Oh, wait.
It is very painful, as it's $55, $60 every time I fill up at the tank of gas, and But we are getting out to see some great people. I was just out in Trinidad where we were at a dairy and was able to make some cheese with the folks there at the dairy. So we've been having some fun.
All right. Well, Corey, I appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.